What was the question? Like, get along with the family?
Yeah, like...
get approval from the family?
Full on... Consider her family.
Yeah, like I want to be cool with the family.
It has to be considered.
I want to go to family barbecues
and be like sitting in the corner because your family doesn't like you. You know, like no, you're gonna get
dancing with the family.
Like, let's go shots with the mom. Let's go.
What is good? We are back up in it. It's a beautiful thing every time I start this show because I miss you guys every time. I miss the guests every time. I miss this whole production every time. But welcome back to Can I Vibe with y'all. If it's your first time seeing us, it is your boy Kaz. You can follow all my socials at CAZ_0. And as always, we got the guests in the building today. Lost my voice a little bit, but we got the guests in the building today, and I gotta give a little intro, okay? Because we got a very fun, electric, energetic, exciting TikToking FAU Spirit Team dancer in the building today. So we gotta hit that one time. She clapping for herself too.
Hey everybody,
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling good?
A little nervous, but you know.
It's okay, because literally everybody says that.
Okay, good.
They come on here, you know, I gotta shake my nerves out too. Everybody comes on, you know, a little nervous at the beginning, but it's all good. It's all good because the show is called Can I Buy, which we have this beautiful poster behind me.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, so we're gonna catch a vibe today. People are gonna learn about you a little bit. We're doing a relationship Q&A for the past two episodes. So you get to finish that off. You get to be a part of that.
Yay.
This whole segment. I don't know your relationship status or how are your intelligence with that, but I don't know the questions neither. So you get to join in with me.
Okay.
All right. But we're going to shout out this bottle real quick because I'd be forgetting to do this. We got some cupcake. Vineyards. I never know how to say that. Some cupcake wine today, and I wanted to shout it out because it's a little different. Okay, it's both our first time trying this, and we both agreed it is delicious.
It actually really is.
It's
really
good. Fantastic. I didn't do that at the beginning, so you know, I just want to take this time to shout that out. Shout out you being here. We're gonna cheers one more time to it because you're over here trying to drink without me. Don't get us started real quick.
Sorry.
So why not? You ready? Let's get into it.
All right.
So like I said, we don't come back to you in a little bit, but we got this relationship Q&A.
Okay.
So I'm gonna bring out the special black box.
Oh God.
The black box. Let me grab that real quick. This box, as seen in the previous two episodes, has been extremely dangerous. It has led to many juicy conversations. This is the first time it's a one-on-one conversation, so we'll still get different opinions.
Okay.
However,
like we both give opinions.
So the way it's gonna work, we're gonna draw. We each answer.
Okay.
In our own opinion.
Okay.
But like I said, I'd have no clue what the questions are. But since you're the guest, you get to start it off. So go ahead, dig in there.
Pick anything out.
Anything.
I'm going for the freaking bottom.
I think there's like four left. So. So read it out loud to the people.
I'm nervous. Okay, so should you consider a girl's family when trying to date her? So I guess I would use that as like...
as a guy.
Guys, personally, so... I should consider a guy's family when trying to date her.
Okay.
Okay, I have my answer. Are you supposed to go first?
No, you're going first.
Okay, well, I feel like dating... Like, are we talking about dating? Like,
yeah,
pretty serious. Pretty serious dating.
Let's go levels.
Okay, when you're getting to know someone, like, all right, maybe I'm not going to actually consider a family, you know? But I feel like if this person is a girl, I mean, a guy, my God, I read it. A guy's, okay, Family is very important to me because I come from like four kids, family, whatever, aunts and uncles, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I feel like I would definitely like consider this because I want to be able to be close.
And no matter what level, other.
Yeah, I feel like at my age, like if I'm dating, probably dating to like hopefully make it a couple years, you know, or more. I would definitely, the family means a lot to me.
Okay.
And like being accepted by someone's family, like I know
that's a great feeling.
Yeah, like being able to be like, oh my gosh, like I not only do I love this man, but like his family loves me and like welcomes me, mm-hmm. like that's pretty special. I feel like
I'm gonna piggyback off of that. It's like I don't need their acceptance,
but you want it.
But if you like me, we get along and everything. It just makes it so much smoother.
Yeah.
Opposed to. You know, I've never been in a situation where the family hated me, but I couldn't imagine dating someone or even loving someone
mm-hmm.
and the family doesn't like you. That's a terrible feeling.
Like, people are like, oh,
it's literally you against
a squad. Yeah, like, imagine, like, I don't care what your parents think, like, you're mine. Like, I could never mm-hmm. try to make that, okay, probably because your girls also think differently, like, they're, like, insecure and jealous, mm-hmm. like, they like, I need your mother's approval because it's like mama's boy. I feel like it's kind of different too.
I mean, guys are kind of, I guess we're kind of like that with dads.
Right, true.
Because, you know, daddy's a girl.
You're right. That's true.
We're not trying to.
So it's both ways.
I don't know. Me personally, I definitely, if it's to that point, then I definitely, what was the question? Like, get along with the family?
Yeah, like.
Get approval from the family?
Full on. Consider her family.
Yeah, like I want to be cool with the family.
It has to be considered.
I want to go to family barbecues
and be like sitting in the corner because your family doesn't like you. You know, like no, you're gonna get
dancing with the
like.
Family.
Let's go shots with the mom. Let's go.
See, and I'm half Hispanic too.
Oh, so you need all that.
If it got to that point, you know, I'm trying to have my Coronas, salsa in the middle.
Doesn't drink beer but drinks Coronas.
Who said I don't drink beer?
Do not.
I do drink beer.
Oh, we just don't chug beer. What's the difference?
I said I don't chug beer.
Okay.
I can't just enjoy my beer.
No, you have to chug right now.
Oh, my God. See, that's why we off the wine today. All right, let me throw myself in there. All right. I'm going to go ahead and ask the next question. How many we got? Oh, we got two more. All
right. Okay.
Might have a quick one today.
Okay, no worries. But
depends how juicy these questions get. All right. Do you date to marry?
I feel like I kind of just answered that.
These past couple episodes, I've been getting all these tricky ones. So, I'm going to word this as best as I possibly can.
Go for it.
Short answer, I would hope so. The only reason I say I would hope so is because things may not, as far as marriage... All right, if I'm getting married,
mm-hmm.
I only want to get married once.
Okay.
I do not want to get divorced. I know things happen, but I do not want to get divorced. Mm-hmm. I do not want to be on marriage number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. All right. So that person that I'm dating to marry, that shit got to work.
It's got to work.
It's got to work.
If you're going through problems, though, is it like a, like, all right, well, maybe it didn't work out. I'm never going to marry again. Or is it like, we're going to go to therapy. We're going to figure this out. Like, we're going to, like, this is has
See,
to work.
This is why I said I always get the tricky questions. Because some things, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
Okay.
I can't change that. I'm not a fan of divorce, but I can't change if a relationship is shaky or unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely fight for it. If we need to, I mean, I don't know if therapy is the answer, but I think communication is key between us. But if you could just tell that it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be. But then it comes in the second and third relationship. And then it gets a lot harder to date to marry because then it's like, say you spent 15 years in the first marriage. And now you get into the second one, and maybe one of the people or one of the parties want to get married, but you're like, I don't want to say traumatized, but you still like, you know, you're a little shaken from the last one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I'm ready to marry. Like, I was just married for 15 years.
True.
And that didn't work out. So how is this 2-year relationship going to work out? So I understand if it can be a little tough, but if it gets to that point where years go by, then yeah, of course I'm dating to marry. But I can't say if I met a girl on the street today and we start dating, I date long term, but
yeah,
I can't predict if marriage is going to be there.
Did you see that thing, like the quotes on Instagram? It's like someone of 2 months could have better intentions.
I did see that.
With you than someone you've known for like 7 years or four years. I think that actually means a lot too.
Like, that's facts. Yeah. Because I mean, that's why it's tough, because every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to be like, okay, I'm gonna date to marry if like facts. Maybe this isn't, it's a relationship in a different way. Like, you know, okay, like this is not a
exactly. And like I was saying, like say you're married for 15 years and it didn't work out.
Right.
But and then that person that you date for 2 years, you might know in 2 years.
You're like, oh, they're like,
this the one.
This has better intentions than someone I was with for 15 exactly. years, and it's only been like 2 months.
And that could continue on for
right,
life,
right?
For all you know,
right?
But it's just okay. I don't know. It's just it depends on the situation with that one.
Totally.
But initially,
because do you date to marry? Like it's literally different for every person. Because some people you're like, okay, I'm talking to this person, whatever, dating this person, but I know I'm not going to marry them at the end of the day. Like, this is just short. This is short-term fun for now, and then figure out what's going on.
Especially at a younger age.
Yeah, yeah, true. I'm young. So.
It's like if you young 20s, you know, some of our view. I don't know the age of our viewers, but say you know you're young 20s.
Right.
Marriage might cross your mind in the future, but you're not like, especially you in college.
Like, I know most people are like,
I'm trying to marry the first person I meet.
No.
But I mean, no shame on people who do.
Yeah, good for you. Like, seriously, good for you.
We love love on this show.
love.
That's how it is. Did you answer? You did answer that, right?
I did kind of with you. Like, I was like,
all right, you want to get this last one? I think it's one more. Let me see. Yeah, one more.
One more?
One more.
Oh, God. There we go. I was trying to pick up that key or whatever it was earlier.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Do you think that two people on opposite income spectrums can have a relationship?
Damn. You saved the juiciness for last.
Yeah, that was actually, that's actually good. I've never really thought about this before. Like this, in this kind of like serious like answer way. Like before I'd be like, nah, it doesn't matter. Like, doesn't matter.
Okay.
Sugar daddy. Yeah. But like actually,
you got us thinking today. So let me pour myself up before we get into this one.
Pour yourself some cupcake.
All right, wait. We gotta get the ASMR. Okay. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since we did this. Hold on. Intermission.
Wow, so appetizing.
I gotta get myself too.
Oh golly dang. He's trying to get drunk over here.
That's enough. No more ASMRs. Back to it.
All right, if you're still here for the answer. Did you think about it? I forgot to think. Okay. That's hard. It's so difficult. Wait, let's drink quick.
The liquor will help us think.
It's water.
That's what I meant.
Just kidding. All right. Repeating question. Do you think that two people on opposite income spectrums can have a relationship? Do you want to go first?
I'm not saying yes. I'm just...
You're just thinking, like...
I can go first. Oh,
do you want to?
I can go first.
If you have a thought, say it.
I am completely improvising this answer.
Okay.
Because that is a tough question. It really depends... Number one, damn, this is tough. I mean, it can cause, I think it depends on the person. It can cause problems depending on the person or the people, because some people are huge on that. Like, especially maybe a woman with a man. They need a man mm-hmm. who's going to be that income leader,
right?
The alpha. But excuse me. Sometimes love overpowers things. Sometimes people are so deep in love that they don't care. Damn, that's tough.
I feel like it really comes down to the amount of love you have for someone.
That's what I
feel. Because you're not going to deal with some bullshit if you're like, all right, this isn't even worth a relationship. Right. You know, like, you're not providing anything for me. I'm doing everything for you. But if it comes down to being like, all right, well, I want to do everything for you. I want to, like, mm-hmm. be there for you. I don't care what you're doing. I think that's when it comes down to, like, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
All right, I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. Because okay, yeah. I feel like I said, it kind of depends on the person, because everyone's situation is different.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you're not, you know, balling at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have some drive and ambition, and your partner can tell, like, you're going to get it,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, maybe they can work with it. Opposed to where, say, financially you're not really doing too great, but you just do not care. Then that's kind of hard to work with. Like, I know if I had a girl, and even if I'm a breadwinner, like, you know, I mean, it's kind of different for guys a little bit.
But stereotypically.
Stereotypically, yeah. Stereotypically. I know, me personally, I don't need my girl to be rich and wealthy.
Right.
However, it would be a huge bonus for us to thrive together.
I feel like it's less stress on the man, like, to be like, all right, my woman's got her shit together. She can provide and do some things exactly. for us. And we don't have to, like...
For me, I feel like it depends what you got going for you.
True.
It's like, let's just say we deep in love. All right.
Yeah.
That's already the other way. I love you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We gonna make this work. If I'm at that point, then yes, I already want to provide for
right.
you. But I don't want to see you, you know, sitting on your ass every day. Even if you're a housewife, whatever, you better be the best damn housewife.
You better be sweeping the floors, the glass off the
like,
floor
when Eli's supposed to. Whatever it is that you do, like, I want you to put your all into it.
Yeah.
Whether you're making the millions or not, you know. But like you said, I feel like it comes down to how much you love the person.
Yeah, it really does.
Everybody's situation is different. That's
another one. That's hard.
You came for all... I don't know how... This box was shaken up so many times. And I feel like
you came... I got, like, two very hard questions. Two out of three were really hard.
Yeah, because the past ones were, like... They're more, like, toxic questions.
Yeah.
These are more, like, we got to think a little bit. You know. Excuse me. I'm trying to think on this a little bit more.
Two people, opposite incomes.
You personally, how would you feel about that?
Okay, so.
First answer.
Put it as, okay, so give me, like, if am
I.
You're
the breadwinner.
I'm the what?
You're the breadwinner.
Okay, so I'm, and my hubby, or whatever he is, my bae, is doing jack nothing.
Nothing? Whole lot of
nothing? He's doing nothing. I'm also, like, all right, like, what are you doing? Like, I'm just gonna be straight up, like,
mm-hmm.
you're not doing anything for this, you're not helping out, like, let's make a move. And I feel like I'm more of a motivator to, like, all right, well, let's figure out something. Let's mm-hmm. do, if I actually love you, I feel like I'm gonna, like, try to convince you to, like, figure something out.
Right.
Like, otherwise, as I'm gonna be completely probably turned off, because I like a hustler, I like that mm-hmm. shit. I'm the type of person that's like, all right, I'm gonna go do my thing. People don't see me half the time because I'm working. Come back, I got everything I have straightened out, and I need someone to, I guess, pull their weight. So I don't think I would do well with someone who at least didn't have the same, like, hustle.
That drive.
Right.
Yeah, because I feel
like if he's trying and he's making less than me, okay, at least you're trying, honey. Like, at least you're trying.
You know, it's effort.
I feel like if
that other partner is just kind of sitting around,
yeah,
that's kind of dragging you down.
Right, like, why are you even going to waste your time on that?
Especially if you, like, you come home from work, working your ass off, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And they're over there doing absolutely nothing.
Playing the freaking Xbox.
Like, even if you have all the love in the world for that person, and you don't want them to worry about money at all, it's just like, eventually that irritates you.
At first you're gonna be like, all right, I love providing. I'm like a nurture giver. Like, I love to be like, all right, mm-hmm. well, at least I'm get to do this and give this. But eventually, like you say, it's gonna become like annoying.
Like, what are we doing?
Like, come on, bro.
Can you do something? Can you like prepare some dinner or something? At least.
At least can I have like, what's it called? Like some.
What, some hot pot?
That's exactly what I was thinking, bro. I swear.
I was either thinking that or pizza rolls.
Bro, pizza rolls was second because I couldn't think of Hot Pockets and I couldn't think of either.
You know, sometimes we can't really choose who we like or who we fall for, whatever. So say I'm some big CEO or whatever. You know, CEO, this can I buy with y'all podcast. You know, speak it into existence. And I meet this girl and she works at Dillard's.
Where's she work?
Dillard's.
Oh, okay.
I'm just brainstorming.
Love Dillard's.
It's just out there. Okay. All right. But she is the best retail salesperson, whatever.
And she loves her job.
She loves her.
She That's loves it.
She, you love what you do. I respect
And she that comes home happy.
She comes home happy. And then I'm happy.
And you cook and then, together. And then you make pizza rolls like beautiful. With beautiful. Ranch sparks, dressing.
No.
Ketchup?
No rant.
Okay.
No.
Nothing.
Things were
plain
beautiful.
Pizza
things
rolls. Are, I'm just kidding.
Things were beautiful until you said that. Anyways, I come home to my wife. She comes home to me. We both happy. She made whatever. But I don't give a fuck because I made whatever. And she loves her job. I love my job. We come and we unite. Everything is beautiful. Opposed to I come home and you're mad and you did nothing all day or all week or all month and I'm working my ass off. Eventually that love, it's gonna start to fade a little
bit. Yeah, I can see that.
So, that's my thoughts on it.
I agree. We're together.
Thank you. But thank you so
comes
much.
Comes down to love.
This was the end of our relationship Q&A segment. Thank you guys again so much because these questions have lasted 3 episodes. Probably could have gone more. The shout out to the people who came on, the opinions and mindsets and perspectives that we got from different people. This was very exciting. So I'm saying that to say, please continue sending your questions. I'll keep doing polls and stories and whatnot to spark up these, you know, enlightening conversations. And the thing I like about this is like everybody has a different opinion, mm-hmm. different perspective, you know, especially between like males and females. So again, thank you for joining. Yeah. Drop your socials for the people.
Follow me on Instagram. It's at Charleston Carter _ CharleStonCarter _. Thanks. Follow me.
And you can follow your boy Kaz at CAZ_0 in this beautiful, lovely, enlightening, entertaining, well thought out, well put together, well productive podcast. Can I buy with y'all on everything? We're on all platforms. Thank you so much to everybody. We out of here. Deuce, deuce.